Law enforcement cast wide net for capital attack suspects, four men arrested. By Penny Star on January 9, 2021. The search for suspects who allegedly took part in storming the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday has led to the arrest of four men for alleged crimes related to the attack that included the deaths of a Trump supporter and a Capitol police officer. The breach of the Capitol took place following a rally at the White House where President Donald Trump spoke to his supporters. On Friday, the Department of Justice announced charges against an Alabama man that include one count of unlawful possession of a destructive device and one count of carrying a pistol without a license. Lonnie Leroy Kaufman, 70, of Fauquville, Alabama, was arrested Thursday and charged in a criminal complaint filed in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia. Kaufman remains in custody pending a detention hearing set for January 12. The DOJ said U.S. Capitol Police responded to a report of possible explosives in the area around the United States Capitol. In a sweep of the area, officers found a truck registered to Kaufman that contained weapons and explosives. USCP bomb squad members subsequently searched the vehicle and secured one black handgun, one M4 carbine assault rifle along with rifle magazines loaded with ammunition, and components for the construction of 11 Molotov cocktails in the form of mason jars filled with ignitable substances, rags, and lighters. Later that evening, Kaufman was stopped in the vicinity of his truck when he attempted to return to his vehicle. Kaufman was subsequently searched and found to have on his person a 9mm Smith & Wesson handgun, a .22 caliber Derringer-style handgun, and two sets of vehicle keys that matched the truck. Kaufman is charged with one count of unlawful possession of a destructive device, which carries a maximum prison term of up to 10 years, and one count of carrying a pistol without a license under D.C. law, which carries a maximum prison term of up to 5 years. On Saturday, the DOJ announced arrests and charges against three other men from Florida, Arizona, and West Virginia, related to the January 6 event. Jacob Anthony Chansley, a.k.a. Jake Angeli, of Arizona, was charged with knowingly entering or remaining in any restricted building or grounds without lawful authority, and with violent entry and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. He was arrested on Saturday. The DOJ said that Chansley is allegedly the man seen in media coverage who entered the Capitol building dressed in horns, a bearskin headdress, red, white and blue face paint, shirtless, in tan pants. Adam Johnson, 36, of Florida, was charged with one count of knowingly entering or remaining in any restricted building or grounds without lawful authority, one count of theft of government property, and one count of violent entry and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. Johnson was arrested Friday and remains in custody, according to the DOJ. Johnson was photographed inside the Capitol on January 6 carrying the lectern used by Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA. Derek Evans, 35, of West Virginia, was charged with one count of knowingly entering or remaining in any restricted building or grounds without lawful authority, and one count of violent entry and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. He was arrested on Friday. Evans, who was recently elected to the West Virginia House of Delegates, has since stepped down. In a video, Evans is allegedly seen crossing the threshold of the doorway into the U.S. Capitol and shouting, "We're in, we're in." Derek Evans is in the Capitol. These four cases are being prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia and investigated by the FBI's Washington Field Office and the United States Capitol Police, according to the DOJ. The ATF and FBI continue to urge the public to report suspected use of explosive devices or violent, destructive acts associated with the recent unrest. Anyone with information can call 1-888-ATF-TIPS, 1-888-283-8477, email atftips@atf.gov or submit information anonymously via report.it.com. The FBI is looking for individuals who may have incited or promoted violence of any kind. Anyone with digital material or tips can call 1-800-CALL-FBI, 800-225-5324, or submit images or videos at fbi.gov/US Capitol. Follow Penny Star on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.